everyone. Welcome to But Why Though, and today we are doing something a little bit different. You may have noticed from the title of this, this is our new podcast that I host with Matthew Glenn. It's called Yaoi Hands. It is about BL, Bara, Yaoi, and everything gay. So happy Pride, come and join us as we explore the wonderful world of BL. And just so you know, there is a premium version. There you'll get access to the last segment of our show where we go through a tier list and we rank all the characters that we talk about. It's definitely worth it. And if you're already a subscriber to But Why Though, you have access. Just check your email. And if you're not, you can head over to butwhythough.net/support and join the club. So without further ado, here's Yaoi Hands. Make sure you put in those headphones, put the littles away, and enjoy this mature podcast. Let's go.
Apparently my mom didn't trust me to feed myself, which I guess was not a bad idea because I just made myself a smoothie because I'm lazy. And I realized I can never make fun of you again. she ordered me Chick-fil-A.
Smoothies are great. Smoothies are
they
awesome.
They are!
Yeah.
My smoothie is 120 grams of protein. Like, that's what I need.
Yeah, you can add the protein, you can add like fruit in there, you can add like, smoothies are great. Smoothies are great, they're underrated, they're easy to do, they're Matthew approved. Hi everyone, this is Matthew, and I'm joined by Kate, and this is the first episode of Yaoi Hands, a podcast about BL and manhwa and a variety of different topics. First we're going to start with, you're laughing at my introduction?
So slow. You're talking so slow.
I feel like I need to talk slower. Usually people say I talk too fast, so I'm trying to talk slower. I'm calming myself, but I will not be calm about the first book we're discussing, which is Swallow You Whole. Lovely title. Lovely title.
I feel like it's a spiritual successor to Full Volume.
It is. I refuse to believe this isn't some Full Volume AU. The character designs are it's a choice. It's a wonderful choice. And also like the little like emote characters that they have relate directly back to the beautiful snake god. Love a snake god. love a moody snake god and his very muscular sacrifice. It's great. So I will
the largest omega in history.
Yes, you could not get bigger. let's see. I will read the description.
Written by Albert and art by Yang Yunji. Jaehoon comes from a lineage of Omegas, Omegas who have raised the children of their branch families only for them to be offered to the snake god, Lord Mugo, every 12 years. Though it is said that Mugo handpicked his sacrifices, no one in the head family believes such an old tale anymore. However, Jaehoon knows that Lord Mugo came to him when he was a child and picked him to be his sacrifice, even though Jaehoon has prepared himself both body and mind for as long as he could remember. Upon entering Mugo's lair, he quickly realizes that he doesn't want to be eaten as a sacrifice, at least not after finding out that Lord Mugo he adores was not just one snake god, but three different personalities. Will the snake god take pity on his sacrifice, or will Jaehoon be swallowed whole?
I think we know what's going to happen.
yes.
So this is ongoing. We have not gotten to the first season, but it's so much fun. We decided to start reading it before it finishes the first season. So we're going from chapter 1 through 29. I really, really enjoy this. What do you think of it?
Wild. I don't know how else to describe this other than that it is just wild because like it deals like it's technically Omegaverse, but then I don't think it actually is Omegaverse. And then it's also like, oh, let's talk about snake gods. You know how like when you drink a seltzer, like a LaCroix?
Yeah.
And it just it tastes like somebody yelled a flavor at it. Mm-hmm. Like it's there. But not really. That's this story.
Just like just a hint of a hint of Omegaverse, just a little bit
yes,
of those pheromones in the background.
a little bit of pheromones, a little bit of, well, I guess there's like a lot of Snake God, but we don't really understand any of it. Like there is some
No.
semblance of a lore happening, but the real lore is just that this man is going to be okay having sex with three versions of the same person, all in the
Yeah.
same person.
Yep. Yeah, and the snake god will just not elaborate when asked any questions. Like there's no point of
No.
clarification. It's like, you have a neighbor that you don't care for that lives in a well. Can we get more information about that? No, we won't. We won't. It's like, oh, we you have these like little plushy like demons that hang out in the world, like, and you don't care for them. Would you like to go into more detail? No. Okay, cool. Also the entire like eating thing, does he actually eat that? Like the way
Well,
they've been
okay,
playing around with that has been interesting.
so like for context, like when they start their whole forced living arrangement, as we know in BL, there's usually a forced cohabitation happening. He like, I guess there's like a spell or something that gets cast where he actually can't hurt Jaehoon. Otherwise, it hurts himself. Yeah.
Yes, one of the personalities puts a spell on Jaehoon, so he's like, "Hey, guess what? I like you, but my other one wants to kill you. So what I'll do is, if he hurts you, he hurts himself, basically. So it's like a protection thing, but also introduces the question of like, okay, you're a sacrifice. What are we doing now? Like, it's a sacrifice that can't be sacrificed. Like, you're just gonna be in the house, and that seems to be the plan
Which
right
is,
now."
and it's funny because like Jaehoon actually just does like being in the house, just like cleaning and
Yes.
cooking and playing with these little like Ghibli like, I'm not, I don't want to call them like the soot sprites because they're like these little white ghost type things, but like
Like gummies. I think they
similar
call them
vibe.
gummies or
Yes.
something.
Yeah, gummies, yes. And
Yeah.
they just like hold on to him at all times. And it's weird because there's like this element of domesticity. And then like the three versions of the snake god are wildly different and also inconsistent.
Yes. Yeah, they're
Because
very hot and
there's
cold.
yes. And like not even always in like the fun way.
Yeah.
There's this one that is like, I guess technically like a teenager who just wants to play video games,
So there was an
who
editing
like,
note that came in. I don't know if
okay.
did you see the editing note?
No, I didn't because I read it when it first came out.
Okay, yeah, so there was an editing note that came out later about like we've changed some of the text to describe one of these characters because, like, the age was like, what's going on? It's like he's
Yeah.
got the child, the brain of a child.
He's a
Also, like,
child.
there's other like differences you can see when he switches personalities. Like the elderly one, like the sage one, has glasses, and then like the horny ones, like his hair is like a little bit disheveled, and he's always got this like, I'm both pissed off and angry and horny with you, like at the same time face, and.
Consistently angry and horny.
Yes. And the I don't know what the term, I'm trying to think about like a better term that isn't like problematic, but like
Look, hold on. This is
the
episode one. This is where we say you can go on to any manga site, whatever, and find trigger warnings for yourself. We all know what we're reading.
Yes,
We
we do.
know what's being read. We're gonna enter this space. I would say we listen and we don't judge, but we do listen and we incredibly judge, just not the people reading, because some of
Yes.
these are gonna be bad. So
Yeah.
let's go.
Yeah. We and I'm sure we're going to judge each other. I think you're gonna when we
Oh,
get into
yes.
more of the Tagami stuff, it's like, oh, what, Matthew, you like
Yep.
this? Like
Yep.
you like
Yep.
this? I'm about to be attacked, everyone. But yes, the choices they make around this is, I think it's fun. It's a little weird. It's not as in my opinion, as hot as some of the other stuff that this creator, these creators have done,
Yeah.
just a big leap full volume. And the issue that I think I run into is like there's this thing with Omegaverse and the mechanics of it that make it sort of absurd in a way that it's like, okay, are we still doing this? Like I think there was like a multi-week like writing session.
Yeah.
That just like
There was a writing session in which Jaehoon, like, he would have died. Like, he did not eat. He was just having sex for
No, he
weeks
was
straight.
sustained by
He was
the bodily
sustained.
fluids.
Yes, he was sustained by the bodily fluids of the snake god. And, like, I am all for absurd stuff. Like, we're going to talk about Omegaverse here. We're going to talk about Guideverse. That crap is weird. But also, be
They're not having
consistent. Like,
sex.
have
He's
a
guiding.
lane.
He's guiding. It's
Be in a
different.
lane. I need it to be in a lane. And I think it's because I've also read In Cold Love, which is also on Lesson Now. That one is complete with some side stories currently happening. And that one has a Snape God. So I have two things that I have issues with. Is by being both Snake God and Omegaverse, it's not giving me the best of either one. It's just kind of smushing it together. And, like, I think leaning on the artist's strengths of just drawing hot people and hot things. But they forget that, like, sometimes, like, the personality is what makes that even better. Like, in Full Volume, the reason that those situations are so good is because their personalities almost switch entirely. And you get a sense of who they are. Here, I'm just like, does anybody want to be here? Like, because even the snake god doesn't want to be here. And, like, I don't have two dicks like I have in Cold Love, so that knocks off. But you can't do that because you're focusing on all these other snake god stuff. And I don't have, like, actual Omegaverse stuff. You're just, like, pulling it out whenever it suits it. Like, I don't know, you could have just said, and they had sex for 3 weeks because the snake god wanted to, and he sustained him with his bodily fluids, and that accomplishes the exact same thing. Like, they don't add or subtract anything here. At most, this is a story of a man with three personalities who believes he's a snake god.
Like, I think they're going to get into more about Jaehoon and his personality and, like, his sense of, like, self-worth and how he treats, like, other people, like, specifically the act of kindness he does. I don't know if you've read, this is a complete tangent, but Marvel's Secret Wars, the thing that came out 10 years ago, essentially they needed a way to, like, fix the universe problems that they had. And one of the problems they had is Miles Morales was in the wrong one universe, I mean, and he solved that by giving, like, I think the Molecule Man a hamburger he had in his pocket, but, like, that was a choice he made and literally solved it and moved his character and all of his cast to the other universe, like, that choice. And like Miles Morales and his hamburger, the act of, I think, baking a cake or something at the beginning of this, like, was the act that, like, showed Mugo that Jaehoon was different. And I would like to see more of that development. Right now, I think we just finished a tentacle slash multi demon sex sequence that ended with I would, like, burn the entire world or something for you, which I was like, okay, that was hot. I was into it. I supported it.
I'm here.
But
look, I'm all for murder in the name of love.
Right. I mean, like,
or intense yearning, one of the two. I'm here for it.
I mean, I want to see, like, it's bad when you're like, I don't fight for me, but do, like, I would support it. I supported that.
No, you know what it is? It reminds me a lot of Painter of the Night, like, Nakium and Sungho, and, like, Sungho just, like, he will murk anybody. Like, look at his boy wrong. You're dead.
Yeah. It's like, he's the only one that's allowed to make him cry. No one else can do that.
Exactly. And Nakayama's like, no, don't. Okay, but yes, do it.
Do it. Do it. Yeah, just do it. So I'm looking forward to more of Swallow You Whole.
Which I will say one last thing on Swallow You Whole. I'm hoping that we're getting there because I don't know. I think before the tentacle sequences, we do get a sense that Jaehoon is just so he resigned himself to dying so much that he has no idea of what life is outside of that. And so I do wish that they spent more time with both of them kind of being like, we are both in positions we have never been before, and not just physically. How do we navigate that? And I'm hoping we get there after the tentacles.
I think there's a good chance we might. I am hopeful for that. But
Because that whole
also,
volume got pretty deep in certain parts, and then you
it
had
did.
the cow bikini, but like it balances. That's what I want. I want the balance between cow bikini and emotion.
Look, the cow bikini was deeply important to the plot and character development of Full Volume. I will not hear otherwise. It was extremely important. So we're moving on to the next pick. This is Kate's pick, In Your Wake. Would you like to introduce it?
Yes, In Your Wake. It is from Gyanyu, and it is Omegaverse, true Omegaverse. In that, there's unrequited people who don't know each other's secondary sex entirely, as is the common plot. So, Yuno has only one person in the world who he can rely on, his young Haewon. For years, Yuno has harbored a secret, unrequited love for Haewon, who is not only someone he considers family, but also his sole protector. As a beta, Yuno believes a future with Haewon and Alpha is impossible, so he keeps his feelings buried deep and stays quietly by his side. But when Haewon unexpectedly goes into rut, Yuno is caught up in the whirlwind, and his carefully hidden emotions are laid bare. What will become of their fragile bond when Haewon discovers the truth? Yuno has always tried to desperately conceal. So this one is interesting. The reason I actually chose to read this one, other than Omegaverse, because I was in like that mood.
We all
I
can be there.
saw,
We can all be in the
yes,
Omegaverse
exactly. It's like, a little bit of an mpreg today.
Yes.
And I was looking through a site that I won't name because we're not going to endorse things. And in the comment section for the piece's art, immediately I was like, this is real. Like the cover image is very pretty.
Yes.
And I was like, okay, this is interesting. Clicked it. I usually try to read the first couple of comments, always omitting the, oh my God, this is Dubcon. Yes. Did you read? Yes. Go away. So those get thrown out, but then there was one that I saw where it talked about the fact, like the core issue here. So like the description mentions it. Haewon goes into rut, but they end up having sex. But Haewon doesn't know that Yuno was the one who technically took advantage of him. And
Yeah.
Haewon thinks that he took advantage of Yuno. And there's like this miscommunication, but it's like actually a really interesting one because like both sides feel bad in this moment and they're kind of like unpacking it. And so when I saw the comment like talking about that, I was like, oh, that's interesting. Talking about a situation where you probably shouldn't have sex, but you totally did have sex with this person. That doesn't happen in BL. So that's why I picked it up. And I think they haven't come to a resolution yet entirely, but it uses some of the same tropes of like found family type, not really related, but might as well be with how they treat each other, and like
Yeah.
also those underlying feelings beneath. And I think the big thing for me is going to be seeing how Haewon actually adjusts to all of this, because I think that like Yuno has like never he's as young, but he's as young in like a romantic way. Haewon has never seen Yuno in that way. I think that there are hints that he has, but it's not entirely.
Yeah,
And
the
also,
Oh, go ahead. Go
oh
ahead.
no, I was gonna say, this is to anybody who writes webtoons. When did we decide that betas could satisfy ruts? Because
I don't
wasn't that the
know. That's
whole
news. That's
reason
news to me. I was
that
reading
omegas
that.
are there?
I was deeply like I was reading this and just getting like more and more confused. It's like, wait, am I dumb? Like, why is he able to do that? Like, and it's like, what
Yeah.
are is he the is he the Omega? Yeah, like seeing like the Alpha get topped by a Beta and conclude the. I was like, this is new. This is new to me. But I'm not entirely against it because I think they're using Omegaverse as a means to tell a like messy relationship story that I think
Yeah.
is really compelling and interesting. I there are like some things and I'm like, okay, this is what like It's the ways in which it's messy is really is cool, because like seeing, I think there's a sequence where Haewon is like, hey, I don't want this to like mess up what we have, like you'll still be my family. And like after hearing that, Yuno is like, wait, I don't want to be your brother. I need to figure out like what you mean by this. And then also like seeing the way like Haewon is like navigates his exes, and how he has like sex that is satisfies like both like a
Their
literal
rut
urge,
partners.
yeah, like the rut partners, like, and but also like allows him to maintain like control of his life, and actually does that for other people. Like there's a sequence where Omega asks him to like wipe his pheromones on him so that the Omega doesn't get harassed the next day. And that actually like leads to a situation where Yunho is like, wait, like, oh, what, you don't, do you, aren't you, are you not into me? So like trying to navigate like this situationship. Also, there's a lot of like financial stuff going on, which I was not
A lot of
expecting.
financial stuff.
Yeah, it's like, well, I could move out, but then I wouldn't be able to go to college. Like, or I would like to move out of this place, but my landlord has like my security deposit and I can't leave. So like there's like a lot of like interesting like financial stuff going on that makes it feel more real, seeing how the characters navigate that and deal with like both the like interpersonal stuff, but like also trying to deal with the financial inconvenience of the situation that they're in.
And I think that's one of the reasons why it really sticks out is because I think a lot of the times, and I would say Omegaverse does carry this, it, and we kind of just talked about it with Swallow You Whole, where the plot just feels secondary. It's like a writer has decided these are the situations that they want to create, and then they kind of build a story around it. Versus this one, I feel like it was actually. They're like complicated romance, messy romance. Okay, what are the factors of the messiness, and then put everything else in. And I think that like that, I mean, I read anything. Like I'm a trash panda for BL, so I really will read anything sometimes to my own detriment. But it is always refreshing when like I find a couple that is really going through it and trying to navigate it. And to do that by like I think that the way that this author does it is by investing really heavily into the inner monologues, but they never feel out of place. They really do feel like sequences, like you're watching, or not watching, because it's, obviously webtoon, but like as the scene's being drawn, you're essentially in their head thinking through the exact scene and the complexities that that has and how, like, you can't just make the choice to stop seeing him as your brother because you've taken care of him your entire life. Like, you're the only reason he is alive because you saved him. And then from the other side, like, what do you do when the feelings, like, they both have something to lose here. And I think that, like, it's very well thought out. It's very pretty to look at. Like, the art is fantastic. And I think this has some potential to go into, like, really, really good Omegaverse territory, like up there for me with what is it? Low Tide and Twilight. I just need to see where it goes next because we're only on what chapter? We're on chapter 26, so they haven't even finished a full season. And right now we're in the middle of seeing flashbacks and how their relationship came to be. So I'm hoping after this we actually get a full confrontation about like, okay, we have to make a choice. Because right now they're just kind of like, Yuno's just like, well, hell, I'll just kiss him. We'll see what happens. And
He's just
Haewon's
okay
like,
with
well, I
that.
can't push him away. And I think that we just have to get past this part because I feel like this author at least does have the wherewithal to write some really good dialogue sequences. We just have to get there.
Yeah, I also like the way that they're filling the world up with things that like make the Megaverse thing feel like it's a part of the story that they're using. Like the there's a scene in a bar, and a ex Omega makes like a very like terrible move towards Haewon, and then like starts assaulting him functionally, and then like later on he's like, well, I've He, this guy's outside the bar throwing up, and he does it again, and like seeing like how he like navigates this as an alpha, but also like reaching
Yeah.
out to the other people that know this person and then like seeing the way they respond. It's like, oh, that was not, like that wasn't intentional, right? Like seeing how they've sort of sh shifted into using specifically the context of the situation as a way to
Yeah.
like further build up the world. And then I think immediately after, Haewon gets in a cab or something, and the cab driver is like commenting on like his opinions of like omegas and alphas and everything. It's like, oh, I can smell the pheromones on you and everything. Like, so
Yeah.
it's making it seem like it's actually relevant to the story versus in the swallow you whole, it just feels like it's a context to do a
Yes.
multi-week fuck session that's like fine. Like it's a fine text scene. Like I'm not against it. The art is beautiful. It's beautiful art, but like it's
You know
I
what I
think
think
we
it
could do
is? Like
better.
it's very clearly it is very clearly the art that we have from Full Volume, and Full Volume had so much more depth to it. It's
Yes.
like I hate to say it, 'cause like, well, no, I don't hate to say it. Everybody like acts like smut is just one thing, and yeah, you can have like perfectly like sometimes we all just roll into a smut story and we just want that, and that's fine. But I think when you've seen an author's other work that offers something more, when you see that you're missing something, it feels like something's missing, because it's not bad, like it's good. But I was also like, this isn't, it's not hitting the same.
Yeah, it doesn't. It does not hit the same. Which is unfortunate because I was like, I was so excited for Swallow You Whole because I love Full Volume so much. But yeah, I think in Your Wake is I was surprised by how good it was.
Yeah, I was too. It's probably there's like a couple of Omegaverse that I'm following like week to week, but this is probably the one that I think I'm most excited for, like just to actually see come to fruition.
Well, that is it for the topics we're talking about on the free version of the show. We have a bonus segment where we are doing a tier list of our favorite couples. Are we doing it by couples or are we doing it like by Uke and Seme? I'm trying to decide how we're going to handle that.
So I feel like we need an Uke chart and a Seme chart.
Okay, that makes sense.
That's
But
what we need. You keep them separate.
if you'd like
Oh,
to
what do we
hear.
do with verses though?
Because I think we have a reversible one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's yeah, like that's we're gonna get into
You have. You
that.
have.
I
I
do.
will not
I
claim
do.
it.
Well, I attacked again. But if you'd like to hear that is on the premium feed, which you can get by subscribing to But Why Though, and supporting them on butwhytho.net. Can find me as Matthew Glenn on Blue Sky. Kate, where can everyone find you?
You can find me being annoying on Blue Sky at Oh My Mithrandir. I am also on Twitter, although I don't post that much, and I am on Instagram, where I have been, I think, like just using my stories to like show all my travel stuff, because it feels annoying to post those pictures everywhere, but like a story goes away, so I'm like flooding anybody's feed. So yeah, go there for that.
Wonderful. Okay. And thank you so much for joining us. I'm looking forward to the next episode, where I will be attacked again.
Yes,
Okay.
consistently.
Yes. Okay. Bye, everyone.